Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio. Today is Thursday, November 8th, 2012. I'm Holly Keene, and this is Raven News. The new Republican majority in the Alaska Senate has ousted Sitka's Bert Stedman from his leadership position on the Finance Committee. The 11 members of the new majority named Senators Kevin Meyer and Pete Kelly as co-chairs of the powerful Finance Committee, seats formerly occupied by Stedman and Bethel Democrat Lyman Hoffman. Stedman was one of six Republicans who previously joined with the 10 Democrats in the Senate to form a bipartisan majority, a rare circumstance in U.S. politics. The bipartisan coalition antagonized non-members, the governor, and House Republicans by resisting efforts to restructure taxes on North Slope oil production in favor of the oil industry. Governor Parnell, a Republican, has been actively campaigning this election season to break the Senate bipartisan coalition. The new majority made their announcement near the end of the workday Wednesday afternoon. Senator Stedman was in Anchorage and could not be immediately reached for comment. In a news release, Senator Liesl McGuire, who was just named Rules Chair, said, "If Lewis and Clark were alive today, they would surely be looking at the Arctic as the new frontier, and our Senate caucus intends to do just that." Also losing his seat in the new Senate majority is former Senate President Gary Stevens, a Republican from Kodiak. He'll be replaced by Charlie Huggins of Wasilla. Alaskans voted on more than candidates in Tuesday's election. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports on the results of a bond measure and a ballot proposition.
Alaska history repeats itself, at least when it comes to the state's constitution. Voters soundly defeated ballot measure 1 on Tuesday. It asked whether there should be a constitutional convention. Had it passed, the state's entire governing document would have been up for review. But it didn't. With most precincts reporting, no votes outnumbered yeses by more than 2-1. To put it another way, close to 75,000 more people expressed opposition than support. That matches the sentiment of all previous every 10-year votes on the matter. While Alaskans were down on a constitution rewrite, they were up on funding for transportation infrastructure. Bonding Proposition A passed with 56% of ballots cast in favor and 44% opposed. The almost half-billion-dollar measure will fund road, harbor, and rail improvements throughout the state. Many of the larger projects, such as $50 million towards Anchorage port expansion, are for south-central communities. But $65 million is targeted for southeast projects. They include work on Ketchikan's Shelter Cove Road, the Haines Boat Harbor, Sitka's Catlin Bay Road, the city's Industrial Park Dock, and Juneau's Glacier Highway and Mendenhall Loop Road. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
Sitka's former representative Peggy Wilson handily won a three-way race in Ketchikan and will represent the newly created House District 33. KSTK's Ariel Van Cleve reports.
The new district includes Wrangell, Ketchikan, and northern parts of Prince of Wales Island. The Republican captured 58% of the vote on Election Day. Initial numbers out of Wrangell put her ahead with 642 votes to Olson's 90 and Johansson's 56. In the end, Olson had 33% of votes and Johansson captured about 8%. Wilson had the financial backing of her party and the most campaign cash in the race. She says she was pleased by the support from voters, but thought that the race would be a little tighter. Wilson says her track record while representing Wrangell's District 1 paved the way for her victory.
During the 12 years that I've served Wrangell, you take care of your constituents. And so when you help people do different things and you help your town, they know that.
Wilson says now that she has won, she'll get right to business.
The first thing I'll do is I fly to Anchorage for reorganization, and that's to see who's in, who gets leadership positions and who gets chairmanships and what committees you're on.
She says she isn't sure what to expect when it comes to positions of leadership or committee seats. Wilson currently serves as majority whip and is chair of the House Transportation Committee. She says she's looking forward to the upcoming session and plans to focus on the state's economy. Olson congratulates Wilson on her victory. He says now that the race is over, he'll focus on his duties in Ketchikan as a city council member and educator. But he mentions he isn't against another run in the future.
I just caught myself the other day saying, the next time we do this, so I'm not too beat up to say I'm never going to run again. It was a great process, and it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed going around and meeting folks and talking with people across the region.
Olson says he hopes lawmakers focus on the oil tax issue during the next legislative session. Johansson says he offered a helping hand to Wilson as she takes over his old district.
I called Peggy and congratulated her and offered her my assistance in any way that I can. So, you know, there are winners and losers, and Peggy won fair and square. And I'll do everything I can to help the transition.
He says he wishes Wilson the best of luck as she moves into her new position. She'll be sworn into office during the first day of the upcoming session. Wilson says until then, she'll be on the hunt for staff. In Wrangell, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.
The Ramshackle Cabaret put on a lively performance Saturday night for nearly 300 cheering Sitkins. Everyone packed into Allen Hall to see a range of acts, from burlesque to magic tricks to feats of strength. The troupe made $7,000 in ticket and alcohol sales, all of which will be donated to Planned Parenthood. Zach Mayberry was the MC and spent the second part of the show in size 15 patent leather heels and a black corset. Although some of his shtick was a little too risque to repeat, this audio postcard gives you a taste of what the evening was all about.
We're called the Ramshackle Cabaret, so we wanted to look real rough-hewn, kind of like how Sitka is.
We were just sitting around having some wine, thinking about the show, and we came up with that because we knew we were going to have to throw everything together. So
the show goes all over the place, like such an amazing variety of acts. I'm really impressed what has come out of the woodworks in Sitka.
So our first act, you're going to love it. Her name is Miss Conception.
Never knew how much I love you. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
I'm really excited to be a part of some authentic grown-up entertainment in Sitka. While it's not too erotic, as it were, it is a little steamy.
I am the monomatic, so I would like to think that my character is a bit unique and it has a few skills, but...
She gets you going and keeps you going. The most beautiful Miss Sophia Sparkplug!
Thank you,
it's all been kind of just our own sweat and blood and donations, too.
The proceeds from the show are going to be going to Planned Parenthood. They're very, very excited about that. The Sitka branch can definitely use a lot of help to keep providing the services it offers.
Take a taxi home. Don't drink and drive. Walk and drink. All right.
And that was an audio postcard by Anne Bryce, reporting from the Ramshackle Cabaret on Saturday night. All the proceeds from the show are going to Planned Parenthood in Sitka. A slideshow for the event will be posted on our website, kcaw.org. Alaska's annual North Slope State Petroleum lease sale took in high bids of $14.2 million Wednesday afternoon. A pair of oil companies a few hours later bid about $900,000 for tracts in the federal government's National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. Bids for both sales were due Monday. The state lease sale was for tracts of the North Slope in nearshore waters of the Beaufort Sea and in the North Slope foothills. The foothills attracted bids for the first time in 4 years and the Anadarko Petroleum bid on 8 tracts. Just 2 companies, Woodstone Resources LLC and Nordak Energy Incorporated, submitted bids in the NPRA. Their high bids were on 14 tracts covering 160,088 acres. The state receives 50% of the lease income on the federal tracks. Patrons of the Alaska Zoo have voted with their pocketbooks and picked a new four-legged president. Apoon, the polar bear, gets the honor. She defeated runner-up Denali, a gray wolf, and a write-in candidate, Yertle, an alpaca. The campaign was a fundraiser for the zoo and took in more than $4,500. It began September 5th with a press conference and a photo opportunity at the zoo in Anchorage. Ballots were $1, and zoo patrons were encouraged to stuff the ballot boxes with dollars for their favorite animal. As late as Monday, Denali held an 8-vote lead, but Apoon surged ahead and won with a final tally of 2,129 votes, or dollars. The money raised will support the zoo's operating budget. And that's all for Raven News. If you've missed any of our stories, or you'd like to hear them again, please visit us online at kcaw.org. And here's a look at Sitka Zone weather. Today will be sunny with highs around 40, north wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with lows around 28, north wind 10 miles per hour. Friday, increasing clouds, highs around 41 with southeast wind 10 miles per hour. And Saturday will be cloudy, chance of rain, highs around 44, southeast wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. And one note from our community calendar, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska voter list is posted at AC Lakeside and C-Mart and is available for review at the STA office during business hours. Tribal citizens are encouraged to ensure that they are listed as eligible to vote in the upcoming STA election, which happens Tuesday, November 13th. Those with questions may contact Christine Paul at 747-3207. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.